Hi, this is John St. John.
This is Dave Fenoy.
This is Ashley Birch.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
And you're listening to my favorite.
And you're listening?
Listen to this podcast.
Listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
To the Game Fix Podcast.
Welcome to Game Fix Podcast.
Game Fix Show.
Hello, my friend. Stay a while and listen.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
What?
That does not taste good at all.
Spider-Man takes leaks. Hulk takes fucking shits.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Berlin. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here, if you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow.
That's right. There's a couple places you guys can find us on our website, gamefixshow.com. That's the best place to look first, because you have all of our social medias right there at the top of the page to the right. You can click blue, 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 whatever. You like, follow, subscribe, whatever. We really appreciate any of those. Also, right below that is the actual weekly show. So if for some reason you can't find it, that's ridiculous. Just go to gamefixshow.com. It's right there in front of your face. You can also go to anywhere you would download a show or a podcast, rather. Just search Game Fix Show. Three words. Boom. And you got it. You'll find it. It's us. Just look for the GF logo. And that's us. We're very proud of that logo. Thanks to Mr. Bozeman. We have a kind of a cool show. There is a lot going on this week that we need to cover that, Verlaine, I can't wait to hear your opinion on some of these, because I think we have kind of a... we have something to talk about, and it has something to do with a new upcoming video game movie. And I'm kind of excited to see what you're going to say about that. Also, more news in the Apple vs. Epic saga. Dun, dun, dun. We'll get to that. Maybe a remaster. Sonic sold for a lot of money. There's a lot to get to. There's a lot to get to. Of course, at the end of the show, it's the What If fan riff. And we talk about the latest episode of, well, in this case, Marvel series. In this case, What If. So we will get to that. So, okay, but before I go any further, I want to say, what's up, producer James? Dude, thanks for doing what you do. I want to make sure I say that. So, okay.
You're so nice.
I know, I try. And then also, Tuesday. Today is Sunday. So on Tuesday, the Retro Reboot will be up around noon, 1 o'clock. This week, Mike will be reviewing, he says, the action brawler Power Rangers Super Legends for the PlayStation 2. So look for that on Tuesday. Yeah.
Never played that.
That's up your alley, right? You're into,
yeah, I've never even heard of that, though. I never played it.
Okay.
Right. I'm into it, though, for sure.
Yeah. So we will...
You'll see why!
Yeah. So on Tuesday, look for that, gamefixshow.com. Okay. There's some stuff we got to get into, like I said, but we got to talk about what we've been gaming this week. That's what we do. Verlaine, what have you been gaming this week? Why don't you tell us? And if you're in the chat room, let us know what you've been gaming.
Okay. The reason I can relate to that Retro Reboot is because I finally got to play, not really got to play, but I played Power Rangers Mega Battles, which is the Power Rangers side-scrolling beat 'em up, but for this generation. The thing is that game is only couch co-op, and there's features to the game. For one, it's fucking Power Rangers, so
that's up your alley.
It's necessary,
yeah.
And you need, there's some things that you can only do with other people, like some features that you can only do, like double teaming people and special moves. So I got to play it with Jack this weekend.
Yeah.
So we plowed through it a little bit. I'll never get to play it again unless I see him again. But it was cool because I actually got far enough to like see how the leveling up happens. Because I'm stuck single player. I'm actually stuck at a level. I'm so far into the level that the enemies are strong and stuff. But I'm starting the level as a human instead of a Power Ranger, because when I saved or died or whatever the hell happened, I was a human. So I cannot beat the level, because as a human, you only have like two attacks.
Oh, okay.
And they want me to beat guys that are bosses, like boss, like special tier level, in order to get those orbs to change, but I can't beat them because I'm too weak to beat them.
So how, you just keep playing until you get strong enough? Is that how it works? I don't really know.
Well, really, like, you would start the level and you'd first have to fight putties, right? That's what they're called, the putties. Yeah, yeah. The regular enemy. So you beat them up as a teenager, you'll get orbs, and then you turn into your Power Ranger self, beat them up some more, but then other enemies by that time are coming down that are stronger.
Yeah.
That aren't normal, that you need to do special moves for, like a downward kick in the air, which, you know, like you could do as a teenager, but like it's those kind of things that you need to start incorporating. And it's tougher as a team. It was just stupid. But either way, playing it two player or more, because I'm sure it's up to four players, it is. That game's pretty sweet. It really is. It's really cool. It's like Scott Pilgrim kind of sweet, how like you start earning other moves, and like your moveset just gets bigger and bigger, and different directions do different things, and there's the combos in the air. So it's cool. The other game, obviously, is Aliens Fireteam.
Oh, yeah.
Which I still love the game. I'm progressing in the game. But now, and I don't know if it was just because maybe something was going on last night with their servers, but me and Jack tried like two times to play the latest level that we're at, and we can't get through it because the game keeps crashing. So much stuff starts happening. Yeah. So many enemies are coming at us. The game crashes and sends us back to the home screen of the Xbox.
Hopefully
they either fix the problem or it was just a hiccup. I know there's lag issues with the game, but like eventually it's one of those things where like you'll get in and then everything's good.
Yeah,
you know. But outside of that, the game's still sweet. I still love it. I love the lore of it. I love how they're there's new enemy now. There's like a new dude who pounces, pins you on the ground, and once you start attacking, when he runs away, he cloaks himself and becomes invisible.
Oh.
And if you stop looking at him for a little bit, the little tag above him showing like his strength disappears too. So you'll never know where he is until he comes out again. It's awesome.
Okay.
Outside of those two, because of the con and stuff, like I haven't really played much anything.
Yeah. The con, let's talk about that real quick. And I know he's in the chat right now. Our good friend Jack from the Canned Air podcast. They had a show. They presented at least a show this past weekend in Columbus at the Superkick, right? Superkick Columbus. It was a great event. And you know, thanks for the guys for having us. And it was awesome. It was great to meet everybody in Columbus. We've met a few people, obviously, because we've been to Columbus before. But yeah, it was a great experience, and yeah, we'll definitely probably be there next year. I'm guessing that's really what it is. So yeah. And it was good to see Jack. I haven't seen Jack in a while, so it was good. I mean, other than just like gaming with him, and which I obviously enjoy doing, but you know, it was just actually good to see his fotch. So I feel good about it. So all right. Is that it? Is that all you've been?
That's totally it.
Okay. Well, I've been gaming with Hades still. It's still fun. It's just a great game. It really is. Like everything about it. For me, it has like the right amount of challenges. It has the difficulty is right where I want it to be. Can you make that game harder? I think you can. Yeah, I think you can, but
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. It's okay. But yeah, so there's just cool things about the game that I was like still kind of like surprised about some things, because it's smooth and it's just fun. It's really good. It's really really good. The other game I was playing was actually recommended to me by a friend of the show, Phil from the Mortal Kombat Minute, as you know, Phil. Of Phil, at least. the game he suggested was called Zone of Enders. He said that it was free, this past month or whatever for Xbox, like a bonus game. It's the 360 game, and I gave it a go, and man, I gotta be honest, I was completely turned off when I first started playing it. I was like, ugh. I am not going to like this game. And the reason why I'm not going to like this game is that it's... Well, not that I don't like Japanese people, but it's very, very Japanese video game, right? Like, there is so much storyline. There's so much, like, build to, I don't even know what we were doing. Like, once you think that like it's the end of the cutscene, there's more cutscene, and it's just like, okay, all right, let's get to it. I finally got to some gameplay, and then what I did. Apparently, it's like a mech suit. You're in a mech suit, and you like fly around and stuff. Dude, after playing it, as long as you can get past the weird storyline, it's a really good game. Like the gameplay in it is really fun. Like, dude, that's the original Iron Man for sure.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it is actually so worth it. If you've never played it, just to give it a go. I tell you, man, I'm having a lot of fun playing it. But like I said, whenever there's a story, I usually just fast forward through it because I think it's annoying. But the game itself is awesome. It's really fun. And yeah, I'm going to probably keep playing it for sure. So that's all I've been gaming. So maybe a few things here and there. You know, Boom Beach with my mobile app. I've been playing that for like 3 years. It's, I don't know. I just do it. You know how it is. Do it on a day-to-day basis.
Sean, you know what? Hold on. Sean plays Aliens. Sean, so we're at the third chapter, and I think the third chapter of the third chapter. Have you beat the game? Because I don't know if this is a common issue. Because, if it is, we'll never beat the game if it doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're only playing two people.
Right.
So I don't know, man. That's just crazy. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to know.
Okay. Yeah. Let us know, Sean. Hey, what's up, Brett? Thanks for joining us. So let's get into some stuff. But the first thing I want to get into, it's not the most important story of the week, and that's generally what we start with. But I think it's very important to me, and I really want to hear your opinion on this, Verlaine. And that's of the news. That we're getting a Mario movie. Yeah, I'm even starting with movie news. So, like, this is up there, and this is very... I have a lot to say about this, so I really want to hear what you're going to say about this. But and it turns out that apparently Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, whatever, he will be voicing Mario, because this is an animated thing, okay? Jack Black will be voicing... Bowser, just to name a few there. Is it the reason why I bring it up, and I'm so disappointed in it, because like they're using voice actors to do this movie. Why wouldn't they use the original, like our friend Charles Martinet, to voice Mario? It doesn't make any sense to me. Verlaine, how do you feel about this? Is this like a no thing to you, or is this something that this actually needs to be talked about here?
I think it makes sense in this. Like, so look how Marvel does stuff, minus a couple people, especially this latest episode. Dude, they will keep the voices of the characters. So they're going backwards. They're going, and usually that doesn't happen. And then even the actors can question, like, why would you make a spinoff or whatever and not use our voice in this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
maybe they do. So it happens, and I get it, and it would make 100% sense. It would be 100% canon with everything to use him. So I dig it. I'm a fan of Chris Pratt, but the only thing that I can say that we do not know is how much dialogue can Charles Martinet actually do as Mario? Because what we've heard are only like a couple worded things. It's never been like an entire dialogue with like his brother Luigi, right?
I'm sure.
So what if it just doesn't sound right after those couple words or something? We don't know.
I don't even know if that's I'm not that's not a worry to me. I think he's I think be, he's fine.
Dude, yeah, well, look, when you come with a guy who's only been like, "Hey, it's a me, Mario," you know, yeah. Like I know he's done lines with us, but maybe that's not good enough for them. Mm. Maybe him saying "It's a me, Mario" is good, and it's what we know. But when it comes to talking to somebody like that, maybe they were like, "It just sounds stupid." Maybe it just didn't match. That's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Obviously, they thought of something and they figured it. And I'm sure it wasn't, hey, let's kick this dude in the nuts.
I'm really sure this had everything to do with them making money.
Look at every animated anything made nowadays. It's all about who's playing the voices. I mean, they just released the Paw Patrol, which is, dude, no one our age would know about that. Yeah. Unless, of course, the trailer, what it does is it says everybody who's voicing them. It has to. That's what sells it. And that's Charles Martinet is not going to sell.
You're right.
Mario.
You're right. But I'm talking for like the core fans, the core Nintendo fans. We can even bring James into this because I know he's a big fan of Nintendo as well. Like this is something that I feel is it's very glossed over by Hollywood, and I really think they just need to kind of like, okay, slow down. Let's try this. You're right, Verlaine. They could have already tried it, but we don't really know that. They've never really told us, although they said that Charles Martinet will make some kind of appearance in some way. He could still end up voicing the other characters, maybe?
He could be someone else. Maybe they couldn't find anyone to be
like Waluigi
or Waluigi. Yeah. Like he's done every voice, so he has a lot of opportunity. They do need to bring people in.
Maybe. I guess I could see that. James, go ahead. What is your thought on this? Is this something that's kind of like no big deal, or do you like it, or do you hate it rather?
it's very much a big deal. Like, okay. The fact that like Charles has been voicing Mario since N64.
Yeah.
And they're just like, no, we're not going to use you. We're going to bring Chris Pratt in. And, like, I understand why they brought Chris Pratt in. Like, they want that star power. But the problem is, like, fans, the ones who really want to see a Mario movie, don't give a shit about Chris Pratt. Like, we want the voice of Mario.
Okay, all right. That was kind of my point. Thank you. I appreciate that for making that for me.
Like, yeah, like, it's just...
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I guess
Bowser, like
look. Case in point.
Can I say this to be fair? I'm actually really excited to hear what Jack Black is going to do with Bowser. And a little part of me is like, I kind of want to see it. But the Mario thing, I'm like,
Mario in the cartoons isn't Charles Martinet, and I'm down with that. When it was the wrestler guy,
yeah, that's true.
And I mean. Dude, I get it, what people are doing, but I mean, like, there's so many things. Look, Nintendo, yeah, they gave... Who's making this movie anyways? What company?
I'm not sure.
Imagine.
I didn't hear that.
Imagine? Is that what it is?
Imagine?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Either way, the
company did Despicable Me.
So they have the rights to do Mario, but then like look, when we even tried to like interview Charles, there was no way we were going to get authorization to. Nintendo is like Disney. Like Nintendo may have been wanting a ridiculous amount of extra money to use him because of some sort of contract he could be under.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Either way, like the fact that they're making it is cool. And look, honestly, look, they put out a Ratchet and Clank movie, right? What if Ratchet and Clank were actually voiced by celebrities we knew and they pumped it up like that? People might have gone to see it.
That's interesting.
Because right now, even with Mario, it's to me, all I'm thinking is we're just going to see cinematics that we'd see in a video game. Like the only thing that would make it better would be like, I don't know, unfortunately getting validated by, you know, having big actors devoted to this or even a good writer. Half the shit we see, Avengers, man. I would have never thought I'd be going to see the Avengers movie when fucking X-Men existed. Mm-hmm. I didn't read the Avengers. I thought they were lame, you know? But then once you start seeing all these actors as part of it, like Fantastic Four, everybody knew it was shit. All these actors, but then they're like, oh, let's make one without all these actors. And it was still shit. But I don't know. They can have any reasons they want. I'm not going to be mad until the movie's out. Let's see what they do. Because look, if they stick with the fucking, with the game, not even the show, if they stick with the game with this, who cares who's voicing? Because that's what really matters. Like, if they had Charles Martinet voicing them, but they put fucking Mario in like an Odyssey type thing where he's in New York, smaller than everybody, looking like Sonic would, you know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be stupid.
Well, that's interesting that you bring up Sonic, because I was thinking, like, it's, you know, the movie, the newest movie, the Sonic movie, it's not voiced by the cartoon, you know,
right.
Like voice
and
of
they
it.
Had
so
a little
I guess
bit
I can
of a
pro-
problem with that too, remember?
Yeah.
They had problems with their voices not carrying over to other versions.
Yeah.
And look, same thing. They fucking, the reason I would even want to watch it, and a lot of people, is Jim Carrey. Like, he was a, sure. he was a huge
he's a great draw. Movie. Yeah.
So I mean, I'm just on this. I think people just need something to complain about. Like, it's the first time that we're gonna have something legit by Marvel. I mean, look, not really. I mean, some of the cartoons are pretty dead on. Like, they do good stuff. So, like, I don't know. I think we should just sit and wait and see what happens, at least until a trailer comes out to hear.
I guess what I'm saying is like the diehards, the Nintendo fans, the yeah. Mario fans. They're gonna go see the movie no matter who voices it, right? Because just because like they don't need a star power to go see this movie, they're just gonna be like, oh, it's Mario, that's the star of the show, you know. So I don't know. I can see what you're saying, absolutely, and I actually somewhat agree. But there's a little part of me that I'm still kind of on the other side.
He kind of deserves it, like absolutely. His chance to fucking shine, and all of a sudden he doesn't get that opportunity. He might have though. He might have, because look. There's people out there that can imitate, like, do impressions of people, but up to, like, a couple sentences, and then you're like, say something improv, and it doesn't sound like them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just don't know. I if the trailer sucks and the voices don't match and it's just awful, like, yeah, then I'd be like, why would you waste your money on all this star power? Whatever.
I don't know. It's just,
at least we get a Mario movie though.
That's true. I mean, I'm excited about it, but I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I guess I'm bummed. Just a little bummed about it. That's all. We don't have to talk about it anymore. But no, on a serious note, I was like, oh man, okay, all right, well, good luck. Let's see how this goes. But then again, I said that at the beginning when I heard they were making a Sonic movie, and I was pleasantly surprised. That's for sure. So, okay, cool. I'll keep my options open. How's that? Does that work for you? Does that work for you, Verlaine?
I'm down. I'll allow it.
I'll allow it. All right. Next on the docket, we have the newest report about Apple versus Fortnite. And here it is. Here it is. If you haven't heard, Apple has banned Fortnite from the App Store indefinitely. They're saying Tim Sweeney from Epic said late last night, Apple informed Epic that Fortnite will be blacklisted from the Apple ecosystem until exhaustion of all court appeals, which could be as long as a 5-year process. I mean, at this point, Fortnite, just, you're not going to be on.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad.
At any point.
Like, what the fuck do they think? Did they think, look, good for them for somehow getting this in their favor?
Yeah.
But did they fucking honestly think that this would just be like, hey, the next day they're going to be making money from Apple? Apple's just going to be like, all right, we have to do this, but we're going to do it for everyone but you. Mm-hmm. So technically, Apple isn't giving you your money.
Yeah, they're not.
So you're fucked. Like, fuck Fortnite, dude. Fuck Epic. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that I guess somebody thought this was a good idea. But
you actually said it probably the best on I don't remember which episode, but a few episodes ago, that Apple doesn't need Fortnite. Fortnite needs Apple. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, well, I mean, do they need Apple? It'll help them make money.
Yeah,
but
they'll profit from Apple. But yeah, they don't need them.
Yeah, but yeah, there's James said there's both sides have appeals.
Good, so because the more they appeal,
they're just going to keep arguing.
The more Apple's going to...
It's going to prolong it. Yeah.
Because I still think that's bullshit anyways, because it's Apple's fucking infrastructure or whatever. They should be allowed to do whatever the fuck they want. If they want to make money... Because people want to buy shit, like, you're selling it on Apple's fucking shit, even though you're selling it through the game. Google obviously agreed with it.
Yeah.
And even though it's biased, I mean, it makes sense to me, dude. If you're in a mall, like, you pay rent, the mall doesn't be like, you know, well, I guess that's opposite. The mall doesn't ask you for money from selling.
No, that's true.
But I guess they could in the form of fucking rent by raising it every fucking year.
It's true. I don't know. This is just one of those things that... I'm glad we got a chance to talk about it on our show, just because like it's such a it's been kind of a crazy journey for Epic and Apple, I think, and to come to a head like this, and to say that, I mean, Fortnite lost, yeah, right, like they lost. They might have won like maybe one out of what is like 60 different like violations.
It's been a
big
one, though. The biggest one being that people are allowed to like say, hey, go out of the Microsoft store to buy our in-game purchases.
Yes.
But they did lose because they're not going to be like on Apple, and who knows what everybody else is going to do. But I think it's just crazy that this fucking dude went on Twitter literally crying about it. Oh, well, guys, look like we're not blah, blah, blah. Like, that's so dumb. Like, just shut the fuck up about it, man. Like, what a crybaby. Go plant trees. What happened to that?
Yeah.
Where are all these fucking trees, dude?
Oh, yeah. You remember that story?
We have to switch to plastic bags because trees are being murdered, right? Yeah. Or is it the opposite? We're switching to brown bags.
No, we're not using plastic.
We're using brown bags. We were using plastic to save the trees, and now they're trying to get us to stop using plastic and use paper to save.
No one's telling you to use plastic.
No, they were telling us to use plastic when it was paper plastic. No, they were. Save the trees back in the fucking 90s.
In the 90s. That's what it was about. Oh, in the 90s, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's full circle now.
Well, thankfully, that didn't have anything to do with this decision. Like, hey, we got this. We found this. It turns out that you enjoy planting plastic in the ground. No, I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. It's just it's just one of those things. I predicted that this is not the last of it. We're going to hear way more of this. It's obviously, when these appeals start coming out, people are going to be reporting on it as well. And we're going to keep you going because this is just one of those developing stories that I really enjoy. And we'll keep talking about it. Hopefully not every week. I don't get tired of it. But yeah, when it comes back, I'm like, there's another one we can talk about. Okay. So we'll keep you updated on that. Okay. Now I have something happened this past week. We kind of talked about Nintendo there, but there was a Nintendo showcase. What is it called? Treehouse of Horrors or something like that? James,
Direct.
House. Thank you.
do it from the treehouse.
Is it right from the treehouse?
Is it direct from Touchy Treehouse?
Yeah.
It's called Touchy Treehouse.
No, it's not. All right. A couple announcements for this announcement. And it's good. No, there's some good things about it. James, I want you in on this because I know you always tend to watch the Nintendo's directs as well. I would say the top thing, and we'll talk about some other stuff, but the top thing in it to me is that the virtual console, the Switch virtual console, will be getting N64 games and Sega Genesis games. Now that is a huge story. As we know, Nintendo and Sega have had a relationship. They've worked together. Sonic has been in Nintendo games and vice versa. James, would you say that's the biggest one, or is there one that's bigger than that? Because when I scoured through it, and I was like, I think that's the biggest.
I mean, it really depends. Like, the N64 and Sega Genesis on the virtual console thing.
Yeah,
that's really cool. The bad part is that you're gonna pay extra for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's fine.
Personally, like, I think the biggest announcement was probably Bayonetta 3. Like, actually seeing Bayonetta 3.
Yeah.
And not just like a cinematic.
Well,
like,
it's about time Nintendo actually released something about a video game and not just the logo. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we knew Bayonetta 3 was in development. We've just seen nothing about it at all, like, whatsoever. And being able to see it is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The new Kirby game also looks
pretty cool. I'll give you that. Kirby game looks cool.
Kirby.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, personally, I don't really care about Splatoon 3. I don't really care about Monster Hunter. Chocobo GP.
Isn't Kirby just like thrifty Mega Man.
Kind of, right? Except for he'll
take anyone's powers and use them, not just the main bosses.
And he'll like eat you.
And, like, and he literally sucks.
Yeah, he literally
sucks. I like the Game Boy version of that.
I remember that game.
Actually, didn't it originate on Game Boy?
I think it did.
Yeah, the first one was on the Game Boy. And then that got ported to the NES. And then it just kind of went.
And who colored him pink? Because on the Game Boy, it wasn't pink.
I know. What the hell? Someone's like...
I actually think the pink color came from the color limitations on the NES.
No, that's interesting. And, yeah, probably. Yeah,
because the NES could only display, like, 5 colors.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's just what that was. I think that was just a color limitation on the NES. And they just made it going forward.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Verlaine, do you have any opinion about this? You don't have to. It's okay.
I mean, I have an opinion. Do you have to... James said you have to pay extra. Do you have to pay extra just to access those 2 extra emulators, or are you just talking about the $20 a month?
No,
it's $20 a month plus more?
Yes.
Oh, you guys are suckers. That's so dumb. Like, look, the idea is cool. But, dude, like, you haven't even filled up that store with all the Nintendo games that you could have. Like, and they're going to throw this out and then make you pay more. That's bullshit.
You know,
the reason
people are going to do it because of the N64.
They put a Band-Aid over that wound in the form of a fucking DMC fucking ripoff that, I mean, look, there's other games they could have fucking made sequels to. I'm telling you, Bayonetta 3 has its following. And a lot of people probably hate what I'm saying about it right now. But the fact is, it wasn't good enough to have sequels before now. That's your fucking issue. If it was so good, someone would have fucking snagged that up and made it happen now.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's the funny part, too, is when they were working on Bayo2, they went to, like, Microsoft and Sony and said, hey, we need help funding a sequel to this game. And both of those companies are like, no, we're not interested. And then they went to Nintendo and they're like, so we have like this half naked witch woman who like kind of like Devil May Cry. And they're like half naked, cover her and we'll totally give you the money. And they're like, deal.
All right.
So Bayo's like kind of Nintendo.
Yeah, there's people. But look, Nintendo seems to be just a bunch of fucking semi-cultured, like little cultures.
Watch what you say.
Like, combined. Like, it had... No, like, I'm saying, like, the people that follow Bayonetta, like, all their games have a little following, and it's not huge, and that makes Nintendo, because there's not, like, tons of people clamoring for really any of the titles. Even Mario now, like, is so rare, and they don't put it out enough where I could skip it and not give a shit. It's at a point now where... Yeah, I like Zelda and Mario as the IPs and shit like that, but I'm not going to go buy a Switch ever because of them. They're not strong enough. They're not strong enough at all. Nothing they do with these games from this point on is going to beat anything else, except for their weirdo stories, which doesn't fucking matter because usually they're resetting the storyline anyways.
Yeah. Eh, I don't know.
Hey, when it comes to tickling or torturing, I pick torturing. You guys can tickle in the treehouse all you want.
What the hell are you talking about?
they're doing a remake of ActRaiser. Like,
wow.
I hated the first game, so I don't know.
The Castlevania Advanced Collection is out. They announced it and it was out that day. That's cool, right? If you're into Castlevania, I don't know.
Yeah, I would prefer. I would rather buy a collection of retro games than do like kind of what they're doing, even if it was Xbox Gold, and Xbox Gold like every fucking month offered a retro game, but it was limited, you know,
I would rather
buy it to always have that game, like always, and to be able to choose, like, you know.
See, I liked the Castlevania Advance Collection, but I really, really wish they just give us Symphony of the Night, because like those three like Castlevania Advance games, they're all in like the same style of game, so it would have made sense to put Symphony of the Night in there.
Which one did you change into Animal?
They're all Metroidvanias, so they're all like the same style of game.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. Okay.
So it would have been, it would have been awesome to put them in there, but
Yeah.
Well, they're releasing. Did you see they're releasing the Disney collection, but like an ultra Disney collection now that has every single version of all three of those games: Jungle Book, Lion King, and Aladdin. Yeah, like every version, the Game Boy versions, like every single version available is now. And it's funny, they're calling it console. What do they call? They're calling it like console version S and something else for like instead of Nintendo and Genesis.
They really should have done that in the beginning.
Yeah, it is like
now you got to buy it again.
So there you go. Like, I know the original release of those had the Super Nintendo and the Jenny version on it. And they're just okay. We're gonna charge you an extra $40. Here's the Game Boy version.
Here's more. I don't know. Well, good luck. Good luck, Nintendo. You do you. You do you. Sticking with kind of Nintendo, the Sega Dreamcast. You remember this this console called the Sega Dreamcast? Apparently, there's a prototype level. It's a prototype build or whatever. In the Sega Dreamcast racing game Sega GT, and it turns out the prototype, and if you have the picture there, it's a picture of Luigi, and I don't know why he ended up in this build. Obviously, I'm guessing it was like more of a funny thing. They probably did it just for laughs, right? But like, he's there, and it's just interesting that they had it. Maybe there was an idea to eventually bring Nintendo characters into Sega games, but I don't know. What do you make of this?
I have no idea. It could have been someone just goofing. I don't know. It's interesting. Yeah. It's very interesting that this would happen, because, I mean, in that day and age, around Dreamcast, yeah, that was like the death of Sega. I don't think Nintendo was using Sonic in anything at that point right now. Yeah. So that's very unusual.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would have been weird. If I would have found that out, I would have been like, what the?
Right. Exactly. Well, I guess that's exactly what this Combi Laurent 1 did. That's the streaming name he goes by, apparently. Or whatever it is. I don't know. Anymore, I don't know if it's a streaming name or if it's a Twitter handle, or I don't even know. Who knows?
A real name.
Yeah, but good on you for finding this, because it's kind of cool. It's interesting. It's just because, like, it just makes you wonder about, like, other games. Like, what other Easter eggs could we find that are just waiting to be discovered? That's really what, you know, if you look at it like that, it's, like, just waiting to be discovered. So I like things like this. I think it's cool, and it kind of... It always brings back the conversation of retro games when something like this comes out, and I like that, and I know you do too. So
I do.
Something I saw on Facebook, and it made me laugh so hard. But like, I guess it's a serious thing. It was an ad that read. Has your child made in-game purchases on video games such as, and then listed games, League of Legends, FIFA, Madden, Apex Legends, Star Wars Battlefront 2, Mass Effect, Battlefield, NBA 2K22. You may be entitled to compensation. Get your free review today. I mean, are in-game video game purchases equal to like mesothelioma? Because that's what I get out of this ad. I look at that and I'm like, man... I guess it's a problem. I don't know. It just kind of made me laugh. You have that picture of it, James? I think you do.
But they never said, like, unwarranted or against your will. They just said, has your child made these purchases? Like, yes, I think my child actually has, because they asked me, and I was like, yes, go for it.
Yeah.
So, yes, they have. I should call them. I want my money back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, here's the deal. If your child makes in-game purchases, that's your fault. That's your fault. Put a password, put a block, put something on it that they can't do that. Be smarter than your children. That's about all I could say. Okay, there's the picture. He found it. It's... I don't know.
Look how happy they are doing that. So take away their happiness.
Look at the money coming out of the controller. I love
that. Like, that's a cool... Dude, you should let him game. To me, that picture says... Let your kids game. They'll be rich because they'll become pros.
Yeah.
They'll get so good, money will come out of their controllers.
Yeah, I guess. Sure. Why not? It's just weird. Weird.
Call them and find out. Find out more.
Yeah.
Want to know more?
You want to know more? Yeah. I don't know. You know, just sue your kids.
Totally.
Sue your kids. They're the ones using your credit card without
you
knowing.
Maybe that's what the plan is. You call them and they're like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sue your kids. Hear me out.
Either we're going to sue them or arrest them, whatever.
So your kids took your wallet and did this? Okay, we're going to have to sue them.
Yeah, it's weird. What a weird thing I found. I was just like, wow, that exists. Okay, that's a real thing. Right, thanks for that. All right, let's move on to Death Stranding, because I know, Verlaine, you're a huge fan of Death Stranding.
Yeah, thanks, Brett.
Yeah. What did he say? Oh, I didn't see it.
New layout.
Nice. Thanks, dude. Appreciate you stopping by, giving us your opinion there. And what have you been playing, Brett? What's going on? What's new? Let us know. Okay, so this Death Stranding, apparently it's the director's cut of Death Stranding, and apparently to get your information, your save file from the PlayStation 4 to the PlayStation 5, it's not a simple load to the cloud and dump off or something like that. You actually have to gather your things in Death Stranding and carry it to the PlayStation 5. Oh my god. And people are saying, and this blows my mind, Verlaine, there people are saying that Kojima is a genius because of this. I would love to hear what you think about it.
I mean, it's stupid as it's so dumb. Like, the guy is a try hard. Yeah. He's trying too hard to be different. He's like thinking things are different. And like, yeah, there's reasons why people don't do certain things. Like back in the day with his little gimmicky Metal Gear shit, like fine, like whatever. That was cool for a little bit. But like, face the facts, there's limitations to what you can do. And like, this is a dumb idea.
Yeah.
Like, this is fucking stupid. It's like taking away fast travel for your console. Like, why would I want to do that? Like, what if I'm not good enough to make it?
A friend of mine asked me, because apparently it was like $10 this past weekend or something like that. And he goes, should I download Death Stranding? I was like, yes, I think you'll love it. If you like working for FedEx and delivering packages, if you're into that, you're going to love it. And he was like, I'll pass. Probably. I don't blame you. Now, okay, so I have to bring something up. And everyone's like saying like how much is he's a genius and how original. What an original idea. No one's ever done this. Okay, no one's ever done that exact thing because no one's ever made a game about delivering packages before. Well, I take that back. I guess
Paperboy.
But you know, you get it. But that's like that. Actually, there was actually like some skill behind it. Anyway, something that came to mind, it was the transfer data between the Wii and the Wii U. Did you ever do that? I don't think you ever owned a Wii U though.
No, okay, I didn't have to do that.
Well, okay, so if you to transfer your data from the Wii to the Wii U, there was a way to like hook it up together, and then it would kind of like it would do something on the screen. James, you have the video. If you've never seen this before, I mean, it takes a good while, so we're not going to watch the entire video. But for those that can't see it, it's they're Pikmin, and what they're doing is they're collecting all of the I don't know, all the files or whatever, and they're carrying it from the Wii to the Wii U, and they're going like over all of these bridges and it's crazy. It's actually quite entertaining. I did it the one time.
It's just a load screen.
It's a load screen pretty much, but it was like kind of cute and like very, that's very original to me. And it was just, I don't know, like, what do you feel about this?
Okay.
If you were to see this, would you have been like, okay, that's different. Like, that's kind of cool. I wouldn't call anybody a genius for doing something like that. But.
Right, you're just giving us something to watch while the process
right.
happens. So the mission, though, all right, here, this will change everything. If the mission that you do, A, once you're finished with the mission, your transfer is fucking complete.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do anything else is good. And if it's not like, if that's it, like if you could, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If the journey is not that big, but the journey is the load screen that you can control. And once you're at that point, then you go, your transfer is complete and there is no bullshit. Now the transfer is going to really start.
Yeah.
You know, if it's happening in the background, then that's okay. It's giving you something to do, but also most people would treat it like this video and just be like, all right, well, I'd rather just let it auto walk and I'll just come back in a few minutes.
Yeah. Right. Which you normally do. You see the little spinny thing in the corner with the percentage going. But in this case, it's like watching them actually literally do it.
So I wonder if you'd get like, you know, intercepted by the bad guys and if there's ways that you don't make it or if there's ways to even speed up the process and go fucking get your motorcycle and do it.
Yeah. Matt says that he thinks that the Death Stranding thing fits with how goofy the game is. You know what? He kind of nailed it. I mean, he's right. Yeah, for sure.
The dude's just so weird. I don't know, man. Like that's, I mean, bless his heart. Really, bless his heart.
Yeah.
For doing that shit, but it made the news.
It did.
It seems like what he's trying to do with this stupid game, he's like, instead of making a game that's good, he's making a game that gets the most fucking publicity. Like, how can I, like, that's the thing. Like, the most publicity. I don't give a fuck. The game takes 50 hours just to get good. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Yeah,
people
why not?
Talk about it.
Yeah,
people
why
will
not?
Hate it, and then my fans will be like, I'll do it. I'll do it all day. I don't give a fuck if it never gets good. It's Kojima.
Well, yeah, that's
make all that money, pay for his makeup.
See, yeah, Matt's, he's 20 hours in and he has no clue what's going on. I played the game for like 60 hours and I still don't understand what was happening. It was just like something I kind of wanted to play through. It was sort of fun. There was a couple aspects about the game that I very much enjoyed, but like just running the packages back and forth was just like, ugh. Like I think 9 times out of 10, I would put it in a vehicle or a motorcycle or whatever and just drive it there, even up a hill. But I would get it there like that. So I don't know. It just is what it is. And I guess if you're really into the game, if you're really into Kojima, if you really think he's a genius for doing that, then I have a bridge to sell you.
If you can understand his story, then you don't understand his story.
Then you don't understand his weirdness.
You probably don't understand anything outside of that.
falling down cliffs was neat. All right. I mean, because then you just ruin your packages. It's like the videos of like all the FedEx or UPS people like throwing the packages onto the front porch. Yeah. It's like this. I don't know. Whatever. Stupid, but it is, yeah, it's a thing, just so you know, that's definitely a thing. All right, you want to, real quick, I don't want to get too much in depth to this, but I do want to update a little bit. The Activision Blizzard situation that's going on with, obviously, you know, if you don't know what's going on, the entire business of Activision Blizzard has been accused of belittling and harassment and sexual harassment and it's happening, and because
murder
of that,
by fire.
not murder, at least not yet. I don't know, that could be a thing. There has been some things that have gone down. I guess the U.S. government is now investigating Bobby Kotick. He's already been subpoenaed, so okay, all right, he's the CEO. That's interesting. This is big. This is not good. This is definitely not good, but I'm not going to stop there. It turns out that the, the Blizzard's chief legal officer quit amid the lawsuit. So their legal officer quit.
He's like, dude, I can't win this for you. I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she actually, Claire Hart is her name. So she was out, but not gonna stop there either. Executive producer, I believe he pronounced it Chaco Sonny, I believe. He's been with Blizzard for 5 years, which means he's seen the beginning of Overwatch. You know what I mean? Like he's seen it all. And he was in. He was the executive producer for Overwatch 2, and he left too.
I can understand producers leaving because that's like, I don't want anything to do with this shit. Yeah. But look, what I don't understand now is why would they name a character Jesse McCree when they had a dude named fucking Shaco Sonny that they could have used? What a fucking sweet cowboy name that would be.
Right? Shaco Sonny? Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool. But all right. Well, he left, so we can't do that anymore.
Damn it.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just there's just a lot of ins and outs about this story, and I kind of hate it. Like, you know, like the Epic and Apple story, I kind of love, but I kind of hate this story. And only because it's like ad nauseum. I don't know. Do you feel the same way?
I only hate this story because it involves my favorite game ever, which I still hate to admit, but Overwatch. And that's it. That's the only reason I don't like this, and it's like very weird for me, is because like I love Overwatch, and I this can definitely have an impact on the game even existing in the future. So that's the only reason. I mean, this shit happens, and like I'm glad that they're going down and someone's fucking paying for this shit. And if they disband and become nothing and all everything is just destroyed, I don't give a fuck except for Overwatch. That's it.
Okay.
You know, and see, even though this Overwatch producer left, this is, I feel that, I mean, I obviously don't know, but I feel that something like a producer of the game that, you know, their team has no involvement in this. It's already been like, they've already said that, you know, the Overwatch team is good on this. They're just guilt by association right now.
Yeah.
So for the executive producer to back off makes sense. Because you're funding and all this shit, like something, you know, by a company that's under the limelight. That's a good move. I don't know. But, I mean, other than that, it's still, like, anything can happen. The next wave of people, we could find out the whole Overwatch team was, like, the core of this, for all we know. So, whatever.
All right. James, you watched the Overwatch 2 Grand Finals. Could you watch that, or did they even stream that? I don't even know. They did. Okay.
Yeah, it was streamed.
Okay, so what did you see? Is it anything different? What are we looking at? I saw some videos. I just wanted to see what your opinion is.
Yeah. So we're getting complete reworks for. Well, they showed complete reworks for Bastion and Sombra, and Sombra got changed a little bit. Her core concept is still the same. Bastion was just a complete overhaul of everything. Like, he doesn't have a self-heal anymore. Sentry mode, he's actually a tank. He can, like, move around.
So is he gonna be tougher? Is he gonna have more hit points then, I'm guessing?
As far as I know, no. They haven't announced any of that yet.
Okay.
His ultimate is he still clamps down in a spot, but he shoots up like three missiles in the air, and you pick where they land, and they can land anywhere on the map.
Oh, okay. All right. Even if there's a ceiling?
That's actually a really, really good question.
That's
a really good question. That would be hilarious if his ultimate was just completely useless.
Yeah,
well,
right?
You know, look, Doomfist goes through ceilings. Doomfist would still do his shit in a hallway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, he's right. Yeah.
But still, that's missiles, and missiles don't go through walls and shit.
Yeah, right. Well, apparently not real missiles.
But yeah, Bastion's like a brand new character.
Yeah.
He really is.
So they could have like almost taken and just used this moveset on making a new character and keep Bastion and maybe make him a little bit different.
But he can move while he's in sentry mode. Is that right?
Yeah, now he's in sentry
mode. That's kind of cool.
That's cool. But he can't heal anymore, which also is good because then like I don't know, he's still gonna be Bastion. I'm excited. Uh-huh. Also, like James, for Sombra. That's going to be sweet for Sombra, especially not stealth.
Go through it. What do you like about it?
When you not coming out of stealth, when you hack somebody, is game changing. Fucking like, there's so many times where I could have done so much better if the hack I did they didn't see me.
Yeah.
You know, if you could hack, you hack a bastion and then go after somebody else invisible, even if you're invisible and just leave and go somewhere else, instead of having to hack the bastion and then run, because most likely you will, or you use your like little transbootily thing. So I think Sombra is going to be really sweet. And the fact that after you can also see three people through walls when you hack them, which is also going to help your teammate.
Yeah.
Because they could already see it. They see the med kits when you hack health and shit.
Yep.
So why not? Even when you hack like I think when you hack like turrets and shit, that also comes through, right? Yep. You could see that through those. So why not, people?
Yep.
So I'm excited for that, but that makes more sense. Like that to me is an upgrade of her character. Bastion's just seems it seems like it's way more of a change, where it's like an actual, it's a drastic change.
Yeah. Yeah,
because he's right. I don't know, it just it's going to make him less Sombra, stationary.
The Sombra hack is only 1 second now.
Mm.
It's on a 3 second cooldown, and you're only hacked for 1 second. So
really,
you can't use the ability for 1 second. So basically,
you can't. No. Oh, I thought you meant the person receiving the hack is only hacked for 1 second. I was like, that's dumb.
They can't use their abilities for 1 second, because their reasoning behind it is now that it's only one tank, if that tank is a Reinhardt, Sombra can literally just repeatedly hack the Reinhardt and there's nothing he can do. But where it's just a 1 second, it's enough for everybody to focus the Reinhardt, to pull the Reinhardt down, and then
That makes her then need way more communication. Yeah. Like more, I mean, Sombra when you're
communicating. That's probably what they're going for. I think that actually makes sense to me.
Yeah, they want more team focused. But see, they do that. Like they make it so you require more focus on that.
Yeah.
But then they do stuff like where hacked targets take 40% more damage from you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like, great change,
yeah.
But like, you're now encouraging me to just farm the back line.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you see, you wouldn't need to if you were talking to people. If you're like, "Hey, I'm going to hit Reinhardt," and then everybody just focuses, like, right when you're like, "Now," as opposed to you have to keep hacking until your players see. Which, by the way, like, I'm not encouraging and thinking it's a good idea. Like, they should know by now that whatever they've done to try to force people to communicate verbally, it's at its plateau. People are either going to do it or they're not. You cannot force somebody. You cannot make or force me to do, like, get on my headset with a bunch of randos at this point if I'm not gonna. You know, I'll figure it out at this point how to make them see me. Or you can do things like make, like they've done. They make, you can assign, like, no's, yes's, vocal things to different, you know, you can, to the different buttons or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so you can, but yeah, they should account for that when they're making abilities and stuff. Like, okay, you know, with Zarya, like, should we really make it where she needs to let her team know that she's about to shoot her shit off before she does it? Or could there be some other kind of way that you could do something that say, hey, you know, I'm shooting it, you know what I'm saying? Like, just something better, because I love Zarya, I main Zarya, but there's so many times where my shit's wasted because there's no way for me to, in the heat of battle, like, tell people that my ult's ready and to fucking look at me. I'm using my voice.
When did you start maining Zarya?
Zarya was one of my first mains with Symmetra. Symmetra, Zarya, and Mercy were my first. Well,
I guess that's true. I guess now
Zarya's a great off tank.
I love Zarya, dude. That's but her ult's boring. Her ult's boring because of that. Her ult when I'm with somebody is good.
Yeah.
Without people, like, I'm bored. Like, Widow's ult, same thing. Like, get bored with it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, whatever.
So, interesting changes.
Yeah,
we're gonna be seeing some more in the future. Hopefully, it will take them 9 months.
Yeah, maybe. You guys could read that and actually view the videos of the actual reworks on our website, gamefixshow.com. James, you put that up, so thanks for doing that. Yeah, so go check that out on our website. Yeah. A couple other things you can check out on our website. Gina posted, she loves posting anything Pokemon. You know, really knows that. And it's great because we don't, so I'm glad that she is. So go check it out. She's talking about a giant What's the name of it? Arcanine? That's the name of it?
It looks cool.
Yeah, it's like, a giant Arcanine, like pillow, plush, whatever.
What's that? Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah.
If I was a Pokemon fan, I would say, hey, that looks cool.
And only for $499.99.
That's why I would only say that looks cool. Is it made from a real dog? Yeah, I'd buy it.
It's a name.
There better be organs inside.
It's actually a stuffed Arcanine.
There's a real Arcanine inside of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, the other thing you could read about is so All Elite Wrestling has entered relationship with the Owen Hart Foundation. And they're saying that because of that, he may appear in the AEW game, which is awesome.
Owen Hart?
Owen Hart, yeah, dude.
Would he be the blue... What was he?
He was Owen Hart.
What was a superhero that he would dress up as? The blue...
The blue meanie? The blue meanie is not him. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Off the top of my head.
Yeah, because he's the dead one. The Blue Blazer. He's the fucking Blue Blazer, dude.
Oh, okay.
And when he died, he was the Blue Blazer.
Oh, that's right.
He died as the Blue Blazer. So that, you know what, though, but that is...
That's right. It was the Lucha. I thought you're... Okay, yeah. All right. I gotcha.
But that's why it's kind of weird, because, like, that... Every death in that organization is kind of like... They don't touch it ever.
Yeah.
In any form ever. So that's kind of a weird thing. Like, I get it. Like, and he didn't do anything bad, luckily. Like, he, you know, but from that moment, they've never really mentioned it.
No
game has Owen Hart in it.
Right.
No one even tries to make Owen Hart in games. So that's very odd. That's odd.
Yeah.
But hopefully it's the Blue Blazer. That'd be sweet.
The Blue Blazer. Oh, yeah. That would be cool. That'd be cool. It's almost a good homage, too, right? But, yeah. I don't know.
James says he knows about the Blue Blazer.
He knows about it?
So,
what do you know? What do you know?
Is so Owen's wife, like, blames the WWE for Owen's
You know, I have heard that. Yeah.
So she's basically... That's why Owen's not in the Hall of Fame. He refuses for WWE to, like, profit off of his name.
It's fair.
Which is iconic.
But the AEW...
She went to their biggest rival.
Yeah, but the AEW didn't do anything to lose her trust.
So, like, I think this is cool.
It's cool.
As, like, an Owen Hart fan.
I would like him to be in a video game. He actually hasn't been in a video game for quite a while. So,
a lot of these, like, newer... Well, around that age, guys, like, the Young Bucks and stuff, all grew up watching Owen. So, like, that's cool. And, like, if you're a wrestling fan, you should really know who Owen Hart is. Because, like...
We hope so.
He was an amazing wrestler.
Yeah.
But, Hart's brother.
Yeah, he... does that mean the other Harts will be eventually joining AEW? That'd be interesting.
Hart Foundation.
Dude, the Hart Foundation would be amazing. It would blow my mind. I don't know if they're too old, I think, at this point. Brett was in AEW for like 2 seconds. I forgot about that. Yes, he was. Like, it was just like, I think it was just like a one-time like guest star or whatever. Whatever. But there's a relationship between the Harts and AEW, so who knows? Who knows? All right, I'm going to take you for a ride, Verlaine.
Take you for a ride.
There you go. That's what I was waiting. So Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is reportedly in talks of a remaster. Verlaine, what say you?
Oh, man, that's going to be amazing if they could pull this one off. The fucking roster of this game was fucking out of this world.
It really was.
Dude, look, if they did that and then they even upgraded it to like the MVC, the number 3 graphics, it'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Look, honestly, like, they could just re-release this fucking game with like polished pixels and I'd fucking want it. This game was awesome. Like, it's my favorite fighting game of all time.
Yeah.
Like, I would play this game, like, figuring out, like, mixing people's finishing moves, and, like, there's so much to this game. There's secret characters. Like, You could be like everyone. You could be fucking Thanos in the game.
Yeah.
Dude, it's unreal. The game was awesome. I mean, it's for sure. I'm on board for a remaster. That's cool. Board for just a fucking re-release.
Awesome.
Backwards compatible, whatever the fuck.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm glad.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it's about time to do it. I mean, I guess, you know, most of us have actually been waiting for a new one, but I don't know if they could do a new one, right? Like, there's so many legalities with all these characters that it's
they
like...
They did Infinity. Yeah. Infinite or whatever it was. But it was very, like... To me, it felt very dumbed down. And,
it
like,
failed.
The online shit, I don't like the community. Like, it's just all about combos, but I've been over it. But, yeah, Infinity was kind of, like, weird. It was really ugly, a really ugly game. I think they could have used the gems could have been used way more efficiently, like kind of like how they use them in Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah.
Shit, like give me a collection of just those games. I would love it. Start me off with X-Men and just give me all that.
The X-Men arcade game? Is that what you're talking about?
I bought a Sega Saturn used just so I can play that game as Akuma. Because that was the first crossover game. Because Akuma was a secret character.
That's right.
So you can go through the whole game with Akuma.
Yeah.
Sweet. Children of the Atom.
Children of the Atom, yeah. That's cool.
Iceman was so awesome. Like,
yeah. I was a big fan of the... was it the Six-Man Arcade? X-Men Six-Man Arcade? That was fun. I used to play that with friends all the time. I always seemed to be Colossus just because he was... yeah. You do it so often, but he was powerful. It was cool. I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, let's hope this actually comes through and we get something that looks real good, too. That would be awesome, especially for, like, a next gen. That would be cool. All right. But for not next gen, for last gen, if you will. Not last gen. You know what I mean. Apparently, there was another giant video game auction. That happened this past week, and apparently it was a copy of Sega Genesis's Sonic the Hedgehog, the original Sonic the Hedgehog. The rating on the cartridge is a 9.4, and it went for a whopping $430,500. It's an all-time record for any Sega game. Right, it's any Sega Genesis game ever sold. Not a record for obviously because there's been some high. We've talked about this actually in recent episodes that you know Nintendo there's astronomical numbers
Mario.
Like crazy numbers. So is this like a thing? Like some people are wondering if this is if this isn't real. If it's
well, they're in that lawsuit.
Yeah,
or that they're being like
I think it's
whatever,
a scam.
People think it's a scam. What did they say that the magic thing about this copy was? Because if it's a normal fucking copy, you could probably break that down and figure out how much an ungraded used complete copy would be.
Yeah.
And if it's $400,000 for a brand new, nothing special, just a brand new graded copy, like, dude, that's got to put a fucking normal complete, like used copy of that game at like, I don't know, a couple $100, right?
Yeah.
Like on that, by that math, on that kind of scale, if there's nothing magical or special about that at all, except for it's just sealed and unused and brand new, then absolutely. The copies that we have sitting in a fucking bin are worth a lot more money than they should be. And that's the problem right now. And I think it's stupid. I could see it even at the convention we were just at, like, dude, you see tables next to us selling games that fucking we sell for $10 for like $50, dude.
Yeah. Okay. The special thing is it was supposed to be a first release copy, like the first series of the game release.
Didn't actually clarify, which means you didn't actually like prove it, maybe. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't to me that kind of stuff doesn't matter. It was in the first run. A lot of times you can't really prove it. Sometimes I guess you can by the serial numbers, but dude, I don't. Right now, all of this to me is now it's invalid.
It's kind of a joke. It's kind of a joke, right?
Because even if it's valid, somebody scammed somebody into wasting their money on this. That's all it is. It could be somebody who's just hell of a good at making people believe it's worth that, and some idiot's like, I'm a new investor and I've got tons of inheritance money. I'm going to buy this. Yeah. It's going to be worth thousands. And it's not. Or they're trying to be part of that thing where they're going to make the prices rise. And there's a lot of people that don't know that this story even exists.
Yeah.
They don't know that there's a lawsuit and people suspect these people of, like, you know, inflating the numbers and stuff. So, like, they're just riding it out, thinking that shit, like, the video game boom has happened. All of a sudden, they're worth so much money. And then, yeah, you have the creator of Sonic fucking saying, like, what?
Yeah, like, why?
Like,
why?
It was never worth this much. Yeah. It will never be worth this much money. There is nothing about it that is worth $500,000.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to get... it's just not good for video game collecting. It makes it seems almost like it's unattainable. Like, you can't get those copies. That they don't exist unless you have $400,000 to buy it with.
It'll all end though, and then in a year or two, you're gonna be able to find all of them dirt cheap again, or not. But then what? Everybody's gonna hoard them, and you're never gonna find any. And it doesn't really matter. Who cares?
Yeah.
Then pay the money, I guess.
Pay the money. Pay the man. Pay the money. Yeah. I don't know. This is weird. Congratulations to the guy that won it, or the person. It could be a woman. I don't know. It never says.
I don't think a woman would be that stupid.
That's probably true. You're probably right about that.
To spend it on a video game.
Yeah. Like, what do you...
A purse?
What are you thinking? Maybe. A purse?
Video game.
Sure. Shoes? Yeah. Video game? I don't know. Whatever. All right. Speaking of video games, let's go on to this one. Verlaine, if I were to ask you, tell me what you think is the most popular game on Steam right now. What would you say?
I would say that's not a question. That's a statement.
I asked you a question. What do you think the most popular game on Steam is right now? Why is that not a question?
I would say I have no fucking idea.
Just make a guess. Any guess. Come on.
Counter-Strike.
You would be wrong. Sorry. You would be wrong.
Team Fortress.
Nope. Right now, the biggest game on Steam is Gas Station Simulator. I think people are just bored. Right? Like, they're just bored. And they're like...
No, it's millennials, dude. Yeah. They don't fucking know how to work. They're lazy fucks. Yeah, so they think anything outside of their walls is a fantasy world. And the only way to be in it is to fucking do it behind your closed walls.
These damn kids.
Dude, have you played Gas Station Simulator? No, I was too busy working at a fucking gas station, idiot.
Why would anyone want to do that? Although,
I get paid to do that. Yeah. I get paid to do what you're doing the fucking computer.
But for real. Yeah. Well, if you really want to do it, it's $19.99 on Steam.
Nice.
And honestly, I'm thinking about downloading it just to try it.
Dude, look, you guys can just pay me $20 and I'll let you do my job for a day.
All right, cool.
Imagine that. Like, hey, instead of that game, dude, I'll let you do it for fucking real, an entire day, 8 hours.
That's what James does for a living. Hours. That's what James does for a living. So,
pay me $20.
James, would you like to play a simulator of your job? You don't have to answer that. I know what you're going to say. So I don't know. Okay, cool. Congrats, Steam, for that. I don't know. I don't even know if that's a good thing. It does not feel good.
That's the Steam community. Like, a lot of it's like all like, would tongue-in-cheek be the right word, where it's like people are just, it's popular kind of as like, it's so dumb. Hey, dude, you've got to see this fucking game. Instead of like, whoa, this is so innovative. It's more like, dude, somebody made a fucking game. No way. I got to play it. I want to see if it's like my job. Oh, it's not. Why isn't it like that? Oh, because the dude who made it's never fucking done it before.
Right.
How about make us a video game making simulator? That's a real one. That's not just me sitting like doing this the numbers like they did Video Game Tycoon. Like, give me a game developer simulator. That'd be sweet.
Isn't that Mario Builder?
Kind of, but I want to be able to like make games.
Yeah, like original, like from nothing.
Like a real developer. So like the whole game is you making the game.
You get a computer and you don't need a game for that. You can actually do it for real.
Yes. But why would I do it for real when I can do it in the fake? I could fake it.
Great question. I don't know. But I have nothing else when it comes to video games. Anything else you want to cover before we?
Oh no, I think we're good.
Just a couple of things in the movies. I know, or the movies and shows rather. Verlaine, you wanted to talk about Star Wars Visions.
Yes.
Tell me what that is. I know what it is, but tell everyone else what that is and why you're excited about it.
Star Wars Visions is a collection of different short episodes of Star Wars stories that were created by Japanese animation companies.
Okay.
I'm assuming they're the popular, you know, hip ones that, you know, people over there would know. They pretty much are just given liberties to use Star Wars in whatever the fuck they want. Like, you just do whatever the hell you want with our Star Wars stuff. It's not canon. So I was originally not even going to touch this fucking thing because, like, I don't like the goofiness that comes along with a lot of that culture's animation and storytelling. But being a Star Wars fan, I wanted to give it a try. So I did. Episode one. I haven't even gotten through all the episodes. I'm not. There's like 8 or 10 or 12. I don't know. So I've only gotten through a couple of them. The first one's good, but the first one's animation. Like this one, unlike What If, is, you know, as I said, different production companies. Sure. So the animation styles are all different.
Right.
So the first one is like kind of like pencil sketch animation, mostly black and white, but it's about a samurai, and it's like that kind of setting, like the Sith samurai that comes to the town has an umbrella and the wires are sabers and she can take the thing off the top of it and it becomes one saber, so the one fuels the other one, so she'll spin it around, spin it fast enough to kind of like float down to like a parasol. That was kind of cool. I wanted a little bit more from it.
Okay.
But it was pretty sweet. The second one was kind of silly. It was, the animation was like a cutie style, but they still had grown-up voices. Really, Boba Fett was trying to capture this dude for Jabba the Hutt, and this dude was part of a band, so their band goes to save him, and the band, the singer of the band was found by the guy, the bass player or whatever that Jabba wants, and he had a saber. He was like a Padawan. So they go to save this dude by fucking playing music and showing that their band is good. That's it. That is how they got him. That's it. So, all right. So I was like, okay, art.
Well, to be fair, Star-Lord had a dance-off to save the world.
He did.
To save the universe, rather.
So, and it was just, to add the fact that it wasn't what really
if,
that
good. What if Ronan won that dance-off?
Yeah, what if? That'd be sweet. All right, so the third one was okay. There was one episode called The Village, which had a really good ending. Like, it was very, like, very spiritual, and it was talking a lot, and it's very, like, you know, about honor and all this stuff. And then the ending was pretty cool. My favorite one right now is called The Ninth Jedi. So if you guys haven't seen this, watch The Ninth Jedi. This one was sweet. Like, sweet. And then there was another one that was after that.
Is this on Disney Plus, by the way?
This is on Disney
Plus. Okay, I just want to make sure.
And then there's one that's kind of drawn, and it looks kind of like Mega Man art style, and the main character is a droid, and he looks kind of like Mega Man, but he has the fucking Force.
How long, like, are the episodes, and how many are there?
They're probably like a half hour, and I don't know exactly. James, tell me. I'm already on number 6. I know there's at least 8.
At least 8?
So, all in all, this is an off-and-on type thing. I definitely want some sequels to a couple of these. Like, I want more. But again, these are truly set up to be like what if
nine.
What I thought was going
to
be. Like,
it's 9 episodes. I just looked up. Right. Sorry.
Where, you know, it's left to your imagination. I'm sure that, I mean, hopefully maybe they will do sequels to these. But, like, I now can say that I recommend, if you're a Star Wars fan, watch these. You may not like all of them, but I guarantee you'll like at least one of them. They do reference Star Wars universe, just not like stories and stuff, but sometimes you can kind of patch together what happens, maybe when it happens. But there's one story that happens, it's happening on Tatooine, but everything has grass all over it, so it's like way later in life has grown or something.
All right, that's cool. I mean, there are stars in this: Neil Patrick Harris, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, David Harbour. Even of course,
they don't even and they don't even put those in the beginning. Like like What If will tell you. Like there's none of that is even like I had no idea.
Yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, there it's an off and on thing. I think it's crazy that with as many studios worked on this. Just in Japanese culture of animation in general, there's kind of like one way to do things. Like even if this, even in the style of the dude who made them kind of like cutie, like everybody was kind of like their proportions were like short.
Yeah.
Their faces, like you could take the face from one of these animations, put it in the other animation and it'd fit, and then take it and put it in Pokemon cartoon and it'd fit.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you could take it and put it, but is it because it's like all they have one style. Like if you were to do this with different like American or even like if you included everyone in the world, everything would look different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like even in comic books, like every artist draws their characters differently than everybody else. But in their culture, it's more the difference comes in the storytelling and everything surrounding those characters.
Yeah.
All in all, watch this fucking thing, dude. It's pretty good. It's pretty fucking good.
I'll give a couple of views. Maybe we'll do a review on the Patreon with it. Maybe. That could be good. All right. Well, that's cool. I think that's all we're going to talk about with that. The next thing is so Marvel is suing to block heirs from reclaiming Spider-Man and Doctor Strange copyrights. This is a little scary. Obviously, we knew this was going to come up anyway, especially for Spider-Man at least. So, like, it's, you know, we're not going to know until we know. This is one of those things that it's just going to be something that they will tell us once it actually gets ironed out. Not like Iron Man, but he's included in this, by the way.
I think it's like, it's a little bit different than the Spider-Man thing though, because the Spider-Man thing with the Sony Marvel, who like Sony fucking owns them. It's whether Marvel can get them. That's different because right now, really, like it's kind of, I'm thinking Marvel's kind of shady on this because like, it's not like these members are like, we want the IP and we're going to sell it to fucking Sony and we're going to cancel all these fucking Marvel movies. Well, like it's them saying, hey man, my dad created this character. You're making millions. If he was alive, he'd be getting that. We should be getting that money. We should get extra money because we are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're grandfathered in. They're family. It's their family's legacy are these characters. And Marvel, they just don't want to pay extra money to these people to have this.
No.
To give their permission. It's not even like they'd say, you can't do it.
It's the Disney's way.
They'd have to fork over extra money. And that's the kind of shady part. Now, if these guys, if they had proof that they were planning on destroying these IPs and never letting anyone use them maliciously, different story, and that could actually be blocked.
Yeah, that's true.
But all they want is their earnings from what their families have created, and one company is now making bajillions of dollars from. That's it. So I could see the victim. I could see them as the victims in this.
Yeah.
I don't think they're kind of like, we're suing you guys so that Spider-Man doesn't exist. What do you think about it?
I think it's something that actually needs to be talked about. You bring up a good point about, like, you know, the family's not getting theirs, if you will. I tend to lean towards what you're saying, just because it just the characters are so beloved, the characters are so iconic with our culture and stuff. That, like, it would be a shame for it to kind of go away because of that. So, I could see why Marvel is suing, but at the same time, it's like, it's almost unfortunate because obviously it's like the big guy going after the little guy. Yes, James.
So, I want to make note that DC tried doing this shit to Superman and completely failed in court.
Oh.
So, they got, the family got royalties.
Yeah,
Well, see, all they have to do is just bring up that case, right? Yeah. Like that's what you go on. Like this has already been done in just another with other IPs. I don't know.
And the fact that
like there's already like a precedence for this, and actually the lawyer who represented Jerry Seagal and the other guys, like, is representing the families in this one also. So he's very familiar with this case.
That's the right person to get, right? Like, that's the one.
He's the guy you, he's who you cast as Access in the DC Marvel crossover movie.
Oh yeah, it's, he can give you those rights, right? Oh geez, that's so nerdy.
I mean, that gives me hope, though. I didn't know that. Like, but it gives me hope, and especially look, DC knows, because really DC is built on buying other people's shit. Anyways, a lot of their properties were created even not even in their offices.
Right.
Marvel, at least, like, you know, and Marvel, that's Marvel's fight, is they're saying, well, they wouldn't have created Spider-Man if we didn't say create a fucking superhero. It's
Superman.
Like, that's what they're trying to say.
People don't understand, but Superman was created in Cleveland, Ohio, not in some giant studio or whatever. It was kind of like small upbringings, like the Ninja Turtles, right? Like, that's kind of what it was. I don't know.
Like James says, they're saying it's for work for hire.
Yeah.
But there's no way they would have been, like, specifically, like, they would have had to describe, like, but look, they do have somewhat of a case. But I mean, dude, look, if DC lost against Superman, whatever. But all I can think of is, a lot of times you do sign papers that anything that you create while working for this company, they own. Which is why things like conflict of interest occur, like, you know, say, I used to work at a radio station and I had a podcast. I had to declare to my boss that I'm doing this podcast, and I had to show and prove what we did wasn't anything that I was doing for them. And all he had to tell me was, if I come up with ideas, they have to have first dibs, which could have been what they're saying. Like, if you create a character, we get first dibs. If you're doodling on a fucking bus and you come up with Spider-Man, guess what? We get first dibs at saying whether we want to keep him or not.
Yeah.
But DC beat, I mean, didn't win against Superman, and that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their fucking character. So, like, that gives me hope. I mean, like, I don't want this shit canceled, but really, this is shady, dude. You guys make more money than anyone making movies right now. Like, don't be greedy.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. That's what they do. That's how they stay rich. Okay. Moving on from that, real quick, this is just some information. The Venom 2 has released the runtime of the movie, and it is 90 minutes, an hour and 30 minutes. And I gotta say, in the past, I would have been like, really? You're only giving me 90 minutes? But man, now that I think, maybe because I'm older or something like that, and I'd rather just get through a movie quicker, they're saying that the movie is like 90% action. So yeah, it should be pretty sweet. And yeah, dude, I'm looking forward to it being not only 90 minutes. That's great. I don't have to sit through something that's crazy, you know?
I bet, though, like, a 90-minute runtime nowadays almost signifies a sequel is for sure. Because, like, why would you, like, otherwise you make the movie really kind of long to get everything squeezed in just in case you don't get one. But, dude, there's tons of movies that are 120. They're fucking awesome movies, and they also have, like, fucking sequels. I'm sure all those fucking Expendables were fucking only an hour and a half, and that's just nonstop fucking bloodshed.
Yeah.
That's sweet. I'm down.
I don't know. Tabitha said that, I can't wait to watch it. Love the comedy aspect. What is she talking about? Oh, I don't know exactly what she's talking about. Okay. Anyway. So 90 minutes. Fine.
Venom. Good.
Fine. Venom. Oh, Venom. Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's talking about Venom.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they do have, you know, he's always fucking with the guy, and, like, you know, there is that whole, like, them two. Do I eat people? No. Okay, you can eat people. Eat people. Or when he, it was funny when he's like, he hides her and he's like, it's a red one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Red one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, this is going to be crazy. I think this is going to be one of those kind of crazy things. Will it connect with the MCU finally? I don't know.
Yes, the end. It's going to connect with the new Spider-Man. That whole Let's hope.
Yeah, that new Spider-Man is going to be an eye opener for a lot of people. I feel. Okay, we've gone over what we usually do, but we still got to do it. So the last thing on the docket, we got to talk about the newest What If episode number 7. Yeah, this was an interesting episode. I don't know if it was one of my favorites. Actually, I think it was one of my least favorites, because I've come to the conclusion that Thor is boring. I don't know if you agree with that, but Thor's kind of boring. What do you think?
Like, as a character?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Like, his personality?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just this episode? Like,
Party Thor?
Moving.
Yeah.
Look, I thought the episode at first was like, But then I was like, I like this. Because I get it. It was just a weird party, but I loved all the fucking characters that
that's
came
fair.
To the party.
Yeah, that's fair. Even Loki showing up as one of the ice giants.
So,
it's awesome.
That's so important, yeah. Though, because that shows that just like Hela, when Odin is directly connected to raising you, you become fucking evil.
Mm-hmm.
Because he turned Loki back in, and Loki was good. That also shows that Loki is genuinely a good dude. Because the ice giants are now good because Loki was allowed to have the throne of where he was supposed to be. That's pretty fucking... I think that was very, like, a very neat little thing that they were still brothers when separated. Kind of like the whole true love thing with Scarlet Witch and Roboface. Like, these guys are just meant to, like, be together. And I think that was really cool. It showed a lot about Loki, and it showed a lot about Odin. So, yeah, and I see, like, it did kind of make Thor look real stupid.
Right? It kind of made him look dumb. I don't know.
But the one I came out of this episode hating the most was fucking Darcy.
Well, that's her character,
the
though.
Fuck. Like,
that's her character.
But this episode,
I thought that was funny.
Single phrase from people, she's like, rah, rah, rah. Like, it was, look, the stuff she says is funny, but there was just after every sentence it's like annoying.
Yeah, but that's what people want, dude. Just because you don't want it doesn't mean other people don't.
Say, and they do want. I didn't say no one had to have it. I said I hate her from this episode. I'm allowed to do that. That's who I hate in this episode.
Did you like her from WandaVision?
Yes, I liked her in WandaVision. This episode, they took it too far. I think the best part of this episode
is the end.
Was Thor versus fucking Captain Marvel.
Oh yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that was
Thor
cool.
Versus Captain Marvel showed that Thor's stronger than Captain Marvel. It was such a fight that never would, like, it was good to see. I loved that fucking fight. I loved it. And the whole time Thor is laughing. That's how you know he's stronger. The whole time.
He's like, this is fun. Like, he's having a good time. Dude. Yeah.
They were pissed that she couldn't beat Thor. She knew she couldn't beat Thor.
Yeah.
It was cool, though. Now, what about the ending? Oh, yeah,
the
dude.
The ending. We finally got a chance to see Infinity Ultron. That was pretty eye-opening. I was like, oh, now that is something I want to see. Now, keep in mind, they're talking about the next season or whatever is going to be the sequels. So we're going to see this. We're going to see a little bit more of this. And I would imagine in this episode we'll see more of Captain Marvel and Thor. So I'm imagining they'll join forces and go against Infinity Ultron.
So I have that, and then the Thanos Infinity One.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. He has the zombies.
He has the zombies.
This is interesting. I love these. I love how they come with all these conclusions and different characters and stuff. I still say my favorite one is Star-Lord, T'Challa as Star-Lord. To me, that was the perfect episode. That was perfection. Of course, Thanos coming in like, hey, guys. he's a good guy. Everything's fine. But he still has aspirations of genocide. And, yeah, that's good. These episodes are really fun. We were looking forward to them, and they really haven't disappointed. They really haven't. And I'm glad we're getting through it. I guess there's one more episode, I believe. I think it's only eight.
This episode had the most... stars from the cinematic universe, the most voices. Even Jeff Goldblum.
That's right, Jeff Goldblum was there. Yeah, that's right.
Everybody, like, they, even if it was one line, everyone, dude, I was surprised Natalie Portman was even fucking.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was their voice. Every single person. Yeah. Was Brie Larson in it? She was Captain Marvel?
I don't know if she was Brie Larson.
I want to say yes, but yeah, like it was cool that they did that.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. Well, Karen Gilliam played what's her name? Nebula. Oh, yeah. Nebula. Yeah, Nebula. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, there are okay. So she was okay. Jane Foster. Tracks, Jane obviously. Foster was somebody else. It wasn't her, by the way. It wasn't. The character or the actor rather. Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the next week. I don't know what it is. What do you know what the next episode is? I think that's what's cool about it. We don't know what's coming. It's weird, and it's going to be something that we've never seen before, but I'm going out on a limb and saying I'm going to be glad to see it. Yeah, I think so.
I watched the zombie episode again today, too. I watched both of them. I watched the Thor party one again, and then I watched zombies. I love zombies.
It's so good.
The zombie one is so good. Like, they need to make a full-length fucking movie with the zombie.
They could do that.
That'd be amazing.
They could definitely
amazing.
Do that.
Amazing.
All right. Anything else you wanna talk about or anything?
No, anything I'm good.
On the docket there. All right, cool. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening or watching our episode. We really appreciate it. If you are watching, you can actually download the episode at a later date. Actually, tonight. Once I post it, go on our website, gamefixshow.com. That's the easiest spot to find our latest episode. Click on that and you can listen to it right on the website, or it'll take you to our library. And you can also find us on pretty much anywhere you would download a podcast. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. We really appreciate it. Big shout out. Thanks to everybody in Columbus this past weekend. It was so much fun. We got to meet a lot new people, and it's a lot of cool gaming items at that show. So, Torg, yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm actually looking forward to going the following year. So we'll see. Hopefully, Candera will be a part of it again. I think they will, though. I think they really like them. They did a great job. I think they did. Jeremy and Randy and them. They did. And Jack. Oh, yeah, excuse me, and Jack. But they did a great job. Jack even made all the costume pieces for Torg, like he printed them. So So that was cool. It was cool to see it too, because like he's been sending us pictures, but like we finally got to see it, and it was it was definitely pretty cool. So. All right. So that's where we leave you. Again, check their website, gamefixshow.com. Our social medias are there. You can click, like, subscribe, anything you'd like. We'd really appreciate it. But until next week, like I always say, James. Thank you to James.
You always say thank you to James.
I know. Right? I want to say thank you. Thank you, James. Thank you, James. It's your world, James. Pay attention.
Oh shit, here we go again.
Yeah.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Science, science, science. Science. Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We're a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes!
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes!
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes... Yes! Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.